The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. It's 8:45, and it's time now for our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series. And every Friday morning, Noah and I get together and highlight someone in our community who has... who's proven themselves to be a hero, and that's what we do on Friday mornings. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning, and again, as always, grateful to be here every Friday morning with you.
It's good to have you here. We enjoy this. You and I both say this is our favorite time of the week, and we also, in addition to getting to know members of our community who've given back so much, we also get an update on the real estate market and how things are shaking out with that.
Right. Before we get started with the Hometown Hero series, just a quick real estate market update. The market continues to remain strong. The average single-family home price in Henderson County in 2023 finished up over $525,000, and that was up almost 9% compared to 2022 and over $100,000 higher than 2021. So staggering appreciation in Henderson County, and that's in spite of these interest rates, and that's because of the low inventory levels. There's less than 300 active homes on the market in Henderson County, and yet we're averaging over 120 homes a month selling in Henderson County. So the market's still moving.
And people are still anxious to live in Henderson County.
The secret is out.
You see people coming here from what states?
Well, literally all over the world, but we see a lot of people moving in from California, from New York, from Florida. North Carolina was listed as the number three incoming migrated state. It was number three on the list, you know.
Wow.
So I mean, it's on everybody's list. I mean, yeah. You know. So again, we're grateful to serve the community through real estate. This is my coming up on my 19th year, starting my 19th year in the real estate industry. I joke I'm an overnight success that took 19 years of showing up every day. But of course, we're honored to help any way we can. Give us a call at 828-393-0134. Find us online at realestatebygreg.com, and of course, subscribe to our podcast. We produce a podcast of our weekly radio shows, and you can find that on your favorite podcast platform. And again, every Friday morning, it's an honor and privilege to sponsor the Hometown Hero Series.
Well, it's good to have you here with us, and today it's good to have Dr. Karen Davis here with us. Dr. Davis, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you here with us, and we've been talking about you all week long. And about your veterinary practice here in Hendersonville, called North State Animal Hospital. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
You're on Asheville Highway?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Well, tell us about your veterinary practice here in town. You've been doing that for how long?
I've been a veterinarian here in Henderson County for almost 43 years.
Oh, my God!
And I've been at the practice at North State since 1985. We are a small animal. We practice, a general practice. We take care of dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And we do offer a variety of services, mainly wellness, preventative care, day surgeries, parasite control, vaccinations, checkups, things like that.
That's incredible. So in all 43 years you've been practicing here in Hendersonville.
I came back, is the way I phrase it, to Hendersonville in 1981. It was the year after I graduated from veterinary school. My parents grew up here and retired back to Hendersonville after they retired from the Air Force. Unfortunately, in 1981, my father died. I'm an only child, so I came home to be with my mother and to help out the family. And I never left after that. I never would have imagined that I would stay here in Hendersonville, but it was so wonderful and beautiful and welcoming that I never thought about leaving.
That's incredible. I have to go back and ask, who influenced you to become a veterinarian?
I was influenced by my family. My family was science-oriented and science-geared. I'm sure a psychologist would tell you that I became a veterinarian because I was an only child. We were in the military. We moved around all the time. And my mother apparently gave my father a directive that we would have pets and they would be with us forever.
No matter what.
No matter what. They moved with us everywhere. I had the same dog from the time I was 2 years old to when I was a junior in high school.
What was the dog's name?
So this is a question for you. Back when I was 2 years old, the technological device of choice for children was a small device called a transistor radio. And on that transistor radio, AM radio stations played music. And at the time, there was a very popular singer from Memphis, Tennessee, with dark wavy hair and swiveling hips, who sang a song that was played over and over and over again that this two-year-old listened to. And what do you think that song was?
Randy, what do you think?
He turned 89. He would have turned 89 this past Monday. Elvis Presley, and gosh, there were so many songs. Let Me Be Your Hound, Teddy Bear, Hound Dog.
And like all good parents, we got a rescue dog at that time, and my parents said, you can name the dog. And so the dog was named Hound Dog.
Wow.
Even though he was a German Shepherd mix, he was named Hound Dog. And he traveled with us and stayed with us again until I was a junior in high school.
Wow.
And we had two cats that moved with us. Again, my father was in the service. We moved every 3 months to every 3 years.
Wow.
Those animals went with us to Japan and back when we were stationed overseas. And that experience just had an impact on my life and the way I wanted my future career and on my future career.
Right. Yeah, the power of the relationship with our animals is incredible. And I'm sure that's part of your practice. Obviously, you're serving the in helping the animals, but that relationship, I mean, there's so much more than just the animal in and of itself. I mean, it's that dynamic between the owner and the animal.
We try to take care of our patients and our clients, both. We have to support and take care of both.
Well, that's at the crux of why you're here today. We've had your name brought up several times and the word seems to associate with you compassion for when it comes to taking care of folks' pets. It's like one of their children that you're taking care of. It really is.
Yes, it is. It's a member of the family. And we recognize that, we know that, we live it ourselves, and so it guides the way that we work and the way we practice.
And it wasn't just the compassion for the animals, it was your compassion for the people. I mean, again, you're serving the community, and it happens to be in the environment of taking care of animals, but you're serving the community through this incredible work you do.
That's correct. We try to communicate with our clients and see what they feel most comfortable with, how they want to proceed in certain situations, and do our best to also do the best for the patients too.
Well, the dad of the house and Noah can agree with this. You know, my daughter growing up had cats and dogs and birds and guinea pigs and hamsters and all of the above. And when it comes time for the final ride, Dad always gets that job, and I have been in the veterinarian's office when that time came. And that is I gotta tell you, that's a moment that you'll never forget as a parent. And then you're losing one of your children there, and then you got to go back home and talk to the child about losing one of their best friends, it's traumatic, and it's a time in your life when you need some guidance and some help and some support. And I got this feeling that you guys give that at your practice.
Well, thank you. It's a difficult situation for everyone. And while we are supposed to be objective, and we hope to use our experience and our expertise in advising our clients and guiding them in making their decisions, it's traumatic for veterinarians too.
Oh, sure.
But it is. But we recognize and try to help support the family as they go through this heart-wrenching decision and time. So it's difficult.
It's part of the practice. I mean, So on the other side of the coin, is there any levity or any moments you remember in your 43 years that you're like, you can't make this up? There's a story that stands out in your mind.
I'm sure there is, but I'm not sure I can talk about it.
Okay. Put you on the spot.
On the radio, so yes.
That's fair.
HIPAA rules. But let's switch now to talking about things that people can do to help their pets. And to you said one word I heard you say was preventive care. Let's talk about dogs and cats and smaller animals and the things that people can do to preserve their life.
The most important thing that people can do is address preventative care. And they can do that by establishing a relationship with a veterinarian, going in for those annual checkups, staying up to date on vaccinations and parasite prevention. This helps establish a baseline. And if you go in for your annual checkups or twice a year, or even more frequently, depending on the age and the medical condition of the animal, if you go in for those appointments, a baseline can be established. And if there are any changes or deviations, then perhaps disease processes can be identified earlier and addressed earlier and taken care of or resolved or managed in a better way.
Just as in human care.
That is correct. Just as in human care.
Early detection and preventive care and regular visits, yeah.
What would you say to somebody considering becoming a veterinarian? I mean, how do you have a chance to mentor people considering that career path?
Yes, we do at our office. We do mentor individuals who are interested in becoming veterinarians. It's not always easy. It's difficult academically, physically, and emotionally. The admissions process to veterinary school can be very arduous and difficult, but it's worthwhile. It's a wonderful career. There are wellness issues with veterinarians in the profession because of all the challenges.
Sure.
And
it's very demanding.
It is very demanding. And but if you're truly interested, learn as much as you can about it and go for it. So
you your practice is located on Asheville Highway. Tell us about what you guys do there when you're open and new customers, etc. Tell us about.
So again, we are a general practice, a small animal general practice, and that means that we treat dogs and cats. We do provide preventative care, vaccinations, checkups, parasite controls. We do have access for in-house laboratory testing, as well as sending laboratory tests out to reference laboratories. We have digital x-ray, dental x-ray. We do teeth cleanings, day surgeries like spays, neuters, growth removals, lacerations, accidents, things like that.
Yeah.
We do not, because of the pandemic and workforce issues associated with the pandemic, we are no longer keeping animals overnight because of staffing shortages. Mm-hmm. If we're in that kind of a situation, we refer to a local emergency clinic or to a specialty hospital.
Well, we've only got about a minute and a half left or so, but I have one very important remaining question. How does the dog know when you're going bye-bye that they're going to the vet instead of going to the dog park? They know.
They know.
They know. They don't speak English, but they know. And
they know.
They know.
Going to the vet, they know. Noah, we've got some goodies for Dr. Davis here. We've got a certificate that says congratulations on being named our hometown hero, and we've got some other goodies over there, Noah.
Absolutely, and we're just, again, so grateful for all that you do for this community and serving, and it's I can tell it's a calling that you've had in your life to do this.
Thank you very much. It's an honor and a privilege, and thank you so much for this.
Dr. Davis, we thank you for coming in today, and I hope you enjoy those things, and I know that we're speaking to many, many people out there who have a special relationship with Dr. Davis for taking care of their family. Noah, you are our family real estate agent, too, so get us in touch with you in the last 30 seconds here.
Absolutely. Again, it's a privilege to sponsor the Hometown Heroes series, the George Real Estate Group, and we're in Flat Rock. You can call us at 828-393-0134. Find us online at realestatebygreg.com, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast.
We're looking forward to 2024 and honoring more George Real Estate Group Hometown Heroes. If you have a nominee, let us know here at WHKP.
Hey guys, it's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old, and I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you, my family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families, and let's be real, selling your home is a big deal, but with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.